This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, Nicole Auerbach, who covers college football and basketball for NBC and Peacock, she'll join us at 9:20. So we'll talk college football with her. But we wanted to talk some pro football, specifically Commanders here, as the Commanders prepare to take on the Ravens in...
It's a big one, Cakes.
I mean, I can't remember a more anticipated early season game for the Washington football team. Commanders, whatever name you want to call
them. No, this is literally, like Jay talked about it, Jay Gruden, when he did his pod with John, John Keim. This is the biggest game of the, could be the biggest game of the year, regular season.
Yeah.
Big, and it's certainly the biggest game, I think, of the week. Most exciting, has that potential.
Oh, yeah. It's probably number one on the board. Yeah.
So with Jaden taking on Lamar, there have been comparisons drawn between the two. And we have some audio from both Dan Quinn and Jaden when they were asked about the question. Let's hear Jaden's response to the comp between him and Lamar from the Ravens.
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, growing up, I mean, high school, you get comparisons for college, and then college, you get kind of within the draft comparisons of who this is, kind of the skills type, skill set is like, but I'll say for me, it's kind of just, you know, go out there and it's trying to be unique and trying to be not really different from everybody and appreciate what they could do, because you always learn stuff from other quarterbacks within the league. I'm not closed-minded. You know, I always want to be able to grow. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to be known as Jane Daniels and not the next such and such.
I can understand that. Wants his own identity. Doesn't want to be comp to Lamar. And look. The guy's got five games under his belt. It's unfair to comp him to Lamar, who has two MVPs and has played in the league for much, much longer.
I don't think it's unfair.
It's not a fair comp.
I think they actually compare very favorably. I mean, they're very similar. So
I think there's a lot of similarities.
For us, I get why he doesn't want to be compared, but we're in the business of comparing, and I think that that's a fair comparison. Who would you compare him to?
I just think it's unfair to comp him to a two-time MVP when hasn't even gotten a half of a season.
I think they're just comparing
his belt.
Just the style of play.
Style of play, skill set, and early success. Listen, I already told you, I'm going out there, I'm going over my skis. He's going to go down as one of the greats. He's going to go down as one of the greats, certainly of his generation.
I mean, if he stays healthy and keeps on this trajectory,
got
I don't think that's
outrageous. Got a long
ways
to go, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I just think he has all the tools. He's got a massive toolbox.
I think he has all the tools, but Justin Fields probably has all the tools too.
I'm not sure he does. I'm not sure he has the accuracy. I'm not sure he throws guys open. I'm not sure he's as polished a passer. In fact, I'm quite sure he's not as Jaden.
I mean, has Justin Fields ever had a game where he's been like above 80%? Maybe he's
didn't he have four touchdown passes against the Commanders?
Yeah, I don't know if he was above 80%, but he looked like a Hall of Famer.
He did have a great game against the Commanders.
He
that
looked
is
great
true.
That day. And I root for Justin Fields. Yeah. But I think Jaden is different.
I'm just saying that there's more to ability. Like, I think that they probably compare on athleticism and arm talent and all those things.
I think style of play. Pretty similar.
Yeah, it's style of play.
Pretty
exactly.
similar.
They're dual threats.
Personally, I actually think, and Valdez will hate this, I think that Jaden is going to prove to be a really adept passer, so a notch above. And I think Lamar's a probably a more dynamic runner, a little shiftier. But I'm not saying Lamar's not a good passer. I just think that Jaden has potential to be better. But we'll see. Only time will tell. But I agree with you. Talent is only 1% of it, or, you know, 50% of it. The other part is the work ethic and all of that.
There are a lot of guys who have maybe not a lot, but
plenty of guys can
there
run
are enough
and
guys
throw.
Who have that ability. And what is separating Justin Fields from being great versus some of these others? It might be the showing up at 4 a.m. It might be the cerebral part. It might be the virtual reality set and all of those things. The system you're in.
I was asking somebody about a player that was drafted, not by them, but it was a former first-round pick. And they said, basically, they insinuated that person wasn't putting the work in.
Wasn't grinding.
And it's all on that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say what sport or whatever, but yeah.
Well, that's what we heard about Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Kyler Murray's number one pick and has been solid, but he hasn't reached his potential.
Kyler Murray doesn't look like he loves playing the game when he's on the field.
I agree.
So I don't know where that comes
from. I would be surprised if he likes baseball better.
I don't know where that comes from.
Jaden doesn't have a crippling Call of Duty addiction that we don't know about, does he?
I don't think so.
It's been kept secret.
I don't think so. He just seems to be the real deal.
If you had a
crippling Call of Duty addiction, you probably wouldn't be at the park at 4 a.m.
I would guess not.
Because you'd probably be up all night playing, and you'd be too tired to get up. I don't know.
Answer the question, I don't think it's unfair to compare them because they both play a similar style.
They have a similar style. They do.
Kind of similar physical attributes. I mean, Jaden's a little taller, but I mean, they're both very fast.
Doesn't it get mentally exhausting, though, to comp these guys to all these other guys? Can't you just watch the game and enjoy them for what they are?
That's kind of the way you're always comparing.
Are you telling me that you don't compare athletes?
I mean, I've done it
before. I find that very hard to believe.
I think I've evolved.
I haven't paid attention to it.
I think I've evolved past that.
So when Alex Sarr comes up,
look, if there's a bigger quarterback, and I'm just going to throw race out there, bigger white quarterback coming out of college who's 6'4", 6'5", he's got a really good arm. Who's he going to be compared to?
Peyton Manning.
No.
Tom Brady.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Oh, runner. Yeah. I didn't hear you say that.
Sorry, yeah. So he's going to be compared to Josh Allen.
Well, that's some of it.
Caleb Williams, who was he compared to? Because they play
Mahomes,
similar style, arm angles.
Look, I digest watching football differently than I guess most of the people in this
room. Are you telling me when Alex Sarr was coming out and you started looking at tape, or your guy Bilal Coulibaly, you didn't comp him to another player in the league?
I discovered him.
You did compare him to somebody.
I mean,
you have to because you have to project like what you think this person can be.
It's natural.
I get it. You're in a box right now.
Maybe I just minor in it. It's a minor. It's not a major.
Listen, I'm not thinking about Lamar when he's playing, but if you asked me who is his game most similar to, I think I would say Lamar.
All right, let's hear what head coach Dan Quinn had to say about the comp between his quarterback and Lamar Jackson.
I would say if I had to pick one that both of these two are elite competitors, like at the highest level. And that shows on the tape, you know, the way they extend plays, the way they finish, the way they lead their group. So that's the part. If I was to make a comparison, it would be something intangible like that. Both of them have their own unique ways about them. But in this game, there's all these guys are fantastic competitors. And then like in most profession, there's the elite, and these two guys are elite at it.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't sound like he wants to make physical comparisons.
Doesn't seem like
which
it.
Which is fine.
You know what? I'm on Coach Quinn's side. Me and DQ, we're hanging out together.
By the way, is it just me, or is Jaden Dan? I mean, that's what a great athletic name, right?
It's just a
great name. Like, Eric Bickle is not a great athletic name.
Neither is John Allville.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
Jaden Daniels.
Lamar Jackson
is a great name.
Just jumps out at you.
It is. I'm sorry.
Eric Bickle and Jaden Daniels are the same amount of syllables, I think.
It's not great.
I think we've reached peak glazing. We're going over
his name.
About his birth name.
No,
we're at peak glazing right now.
Some names pop, others don't. Like
you don't think Drake May is a cool name?
Drake May is a good name.
Good name.
NFL NFL name. Nico Collins.
Just sounds like a good name.
Well, I think for quarterbacks, Jackson Dart is a silly name.
Jackson Dart's a really good name.
But if Nico Collins was
a teacher
at your kid's school, you'd say. You would never say.
You wouldn't go up to him and go, it's only because Professor Collins, I think he should have been a football player.
I've got one for you. This guy is very unproven, but he's got a great name. Spencer Rattler.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
It's a great
name. Now, he may suck at playing NFL quarterback. We're going to see no,
not
this
a great
weekend.
Not a great name because you could call him Spencer Rattled.
Maybe.
You can make fun of him easy.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll tell you where I first became aware of the idea of a great athletic name is when I was 14 years old and the New York Mets called up Daryl Strawberry and everybody said, this kid's unbelievable talent, mm-hmm. and he's got an amazing name.
But you also liked Chris Hamburger as a kid.
Well, that was a little before my time, to be honest with you.
Is Hamburger.
Is Brett Favre a silly name?
It's kind of a good name.
Kind of a good name. I don't like Favre.
It's one of the worst names ever.
Is Patrick Mahomes some great name? He's a great player.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's kind of boring.
They've made it iconic.
Matt Ryan.
I don't think Matt Ryan's a great name.
Boring name. Pretty boring.
LeBron James is a great name.
Okay, what about John Wall?
Good name.
That's a terrible name.
What are you talking about?
The worst superstar
John
name.
John Wall's a good name.
It's the most boring name in history. But he's a superstar.
I don't know. Maybe. So I think Jaden Daniels is a great name. Sorry.
I think you stand up at night thinking about his name is.
I thought about it the other day. I thought, man, what a great. This kid's even got a great name. His name could have been. I don't know.
Sam Darnold.
No. Sam Darnold is not great.
Right. Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's pretty good.
Deshaun Watson.
Good name. Bad person. Worst quarterback.
Terrible.
Great name, though. Great name. It's a great name.
You like that name?
Mm-hmm. It's a great name.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Purdy's not great.
Sounds nerdy.
No.
He turns into Brock Nerdy. No.
Great name.
Not great.
Brock Purdy, great name.
Joe Burrow. Kirk Cousins.
You're biased for you like
Kirk
the quarterback.
Kirk Cousins not a great name. You're
grading names.
Kirk Cousins, great name.
Kirk Cousins, awesome name.
Yeah.
But back to the play.
I'm going to try to give you
back to the play.
Kirk Cousins. No, it's not a great name.
It is. What?
Back to the play. I get Dan Quinn not wanting to compare, but I'm totally with Jason. Their style of play compares.
Yes.
Now, one could argue that right now, Jaden Daniels seems to be more advanced through five games passing than Lamar did early, but he also wasn't given a chance. How many games did it take for him to supplant Joe Flacco?
I don't know. I'm just obsessed with names now. Derrick Henry, good name.
He wasn't supplanted. Joe got injured.
Okay. Yeah.
They put Lamar in, and then they went on a six-game winning streak.
Right.
Then they couldn't put Joe back in.
So was it 10 games in or so?
Yeah. Like
Joe Flacco, elite name.
No, Joe Flacco, not a great name. That's a good example. That's not a great name.
Right, it's not fantastic.
Go ahead, give me a few more. I'll tell you.
Dak Prescott, that's a good name.
Good name.
That's a good name.
Kurt Warner,
pretty good.
Average name. You
guys like all the names.
Well, they only like it because
they're
who they were.
I'll tell you a name right now I don't like. Alex Sarr. I don't think that's a great name.
You call him Alex Sarr.
I don't think that's a great name.
What about if we're going with quarterbacks, I'll go with Hall of Famers. Troy Aikman.
Great name.
Peyton Manning.
Great name. None of them are Eric Bickle. None of them are John Alvin.
Right.
None of them are Paul Jason Flynn.
Yeah, but if Eric Bickle was a Hall of Fame quarterback, you'd say, great name.
No, you'd say.
But he's just a Donkey Kong.
I'm not.
That cuts his toenails during commercial breaks. Of course it's not a great name. You like that one?
Eric, what about Ben Roethlisberger?
That's a terrible name.
If he says good name.
Roethlisberger's not a good name.
That's a terrible name.
It's impossible.
It's just so unique, though.
See?
It's so unique. Listen, I wouldn't want to be called a Roethlisberger.
No.
That's worse than
Orville. You don't want to be called a burger.
I think it's worse than Orville.
Burger.
Daniel Berger, the PGA golfer. He hates that name.
Average name. Tiger Woods. Great name. Eldrick Woods.
Eldrick, terrible.
Yeah, not great.
Tiger, great. Incredible name.
I would agree with that.
Charlie Woods, boring. They botched it. Charlie Woods botched it.
All right, let's not critique our next guest's name. She's got a great name, Nicole Auerbach.
Yeah, but she's not related to the Red.
It doesn't matter. It's a really good name.
We confirm
I don't think she is.
We're just saying. We're just assuming.
Maybe we can ask her.
I mean, is she the granddaughter?
She's been asked that question she covers, 9 million times.
That's true. She covers college football and hoops for NBC Sports and Peacock, and she will join us next to help preview Ohio State at Oregon and more. That's coming up next on The Fan.